It's a little past 9 a.m. Eastern, November 23rd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin down 3% at $56,896. Ethereum down 2% at $4,194. And Binance Coin up 1% at $591. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, The Sandbox, up 42%. My Neighbor Alice is up 32% and AMP is up 21%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode is brought to you by the folks at UnGrocery. Visit the food people online at ungrocery.com. Today's news. Well, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin U.S. dollar again reversing progress. It had produced a local high above 59.5 yesterday. The return toward 55,000 came as the latest events in the Mt. Gox rehabilitation process, originally published November 16th, began to hit the media. In an announcement, the trustee confirmed that the plans had now become, quote, final and binding, which means that the 141,000 Bitcoin under custody would soon be distributed. That's what's depressing the price. Well, Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, is reportedly in talks with sovereign global wealth funds to sell them a stake in the company, in addition to planned, quote, mega funding, unquote, for its United States-based business, Binance.us. Binance is now also seeking global funding to improve relationships with regulators, that according to Binance CEO CZ. According to CZ, the upcoming funding is aimed to improve its, quote, perception and relationships, unquote, with many governments, as multiple financial regulators around the world have been cracking down on Binance this year. You know, that's pretty smart. Sell them a piece of the action. Really good. CZ, the founder, has the largest share of Binance, his net worth about $8 billion in early 2021. Well, the Lord of the Rings-themed JRR token has met a, quote, bag in, unquote, after being forced to close up shop following legal action from the family and estate of the famed series author J.R.R. Tolkien, who died in 1973. On Tuesday, Law360 reported that the Tolkien estate had reached a settlement with Florida-based developer Matthew Jensen over his J.R.R. token, which was launched in August of 2021. According to BSC Scan, the BEP20 token is only held by 510 addresses with a market supply of $19 trillion. According to the settlement, Jensen promised to shut down the token and delete any content that infringes the estate's trademark rights to the J.R.R. Tolkien name. Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. You could say this effort on J.R.R. Tolkien has been hobbled. Well, that's all for us for today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and for links. Find us on social media, add us to your Alexa flash briefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.